Wastewater treatment is a complicated process that's expensive and energy intensive. But it's cheap and easy for the oldest civilizations on Earth, bacteria. Bacteria are built to break down organic matter. Billions of different types of bacteria live in our sewage treatment plants where they eat human waste and produce methane as a result. And methane is a high-energy gas. It's considered an alternative energy source to fossil fuels. Therefore, the bacteria that live in our wastewater do a double service of processing our waste and creating a sustainable form of energy. To find out why there isn't a methane-burning power plant next to every sewage lagoon in Utah, I visited with Anna Doleman, a Utah State University graduate student from Ukraine.
Okay, I'm studying PhD in biological engineering, and I'm doing a project on wastewater treatment, converting the wastewater, meaning the poop, into the energy. So creating a whole sustainable cycle of energy source, which we can use to treat our wastewater without the need of external funds and external energy supply.
Anna is crazy passionate about this subject. She loves her bacteria. She calls her lab a kindergarten.
Sometimes they really drive me crazy when they don't want to grow, don't want to eat. They're just crying all the time. Am I talking about kids or about bacteria? I sometimes forget.
Anna keeps a very tidy and somehow cozy lab. She has essentially mini versions of the Logan sewage lagoons in test tubes. She has to feed the bacteria and keep it at the right temperature. Basically, she has to keep it alive, and that somehow does make them seem pet-like. But even if she refers to herself as their mother, Anna is first and foremost a scientist.
Currently, I'm testing two different types of bacteria and how they degrade the algae, because the first part of my project is to speed up digestion of the algae. If the algae is harvested from the wastewater lagoons as a waste resource, and then we supply them into the closed little reactor where we don't add oxygen and let the bacteria from the golden sediments of the wastewater lagoons to do the work of converting this algae into the biogas, which is the fuel which we are aiming for. And so far I have identified several types of bacteria which are able to digest the algae properly and promote the transformation process into the fuel. And I'm testing right now their activity.
Why do they have to get shaken up like that? They're sort of doing a perfect hula.
Yeah, they just really love dancing. Actually, it keeps the solution of algae, nutrient media, and bacteria homogenized. So everything is suspended in the homogeneous system. And it means that every bacteria is able to constantly access whatever amount of algae it wants to access.
So if it wasn't moving, maybe the algae would float to the top.
And algae will separate at the bottom and they will never meet each other. It will be such a pity.
How do they find each other in nature?
In nature, that's what happens in the wastewater lagoons, because we have sediments which are already in the wastewater lagoons for more than 50 years. And as algae do their job of converting the sunlight energy and the phosphorus into their biomass, they become very fat and they die and they settle down to the bottom of the pond where bacteria open up their mouths and they just consume the algae which are falling down. And it's like creation of the fossil fuels, actually, where many million years ago we had the soil samples which were covered with the dust, with some bacteria, and exposed to the air, to the sunlight. And as the animals were dying off, they were creating these fossil fuels, which we then find in terms of the oil and all the useful things. And the same process is happening at the bottom of the Logan lagoons, where bacteria meet the algae, meet the food source, and convert it to something useful. That's why we can see in the wastewater lagoons the bubbles coming out sometimes.
How many different kinds of bacteria are there in any given sewage lagoon?
Billions? I cannot even count or describe them. Like, according to my studies of isolating the DNA from the sample of the sediments taken at the sediments of the Logan lagoons, I identified more than thousands of different species of bacteria, and they are all doing different types of jobs. And what is really beautiful and neat is that they all form a huge complex ecosystem which is doing its job and we are just watching them doing their job.
Are you isolating
kinds
of bacteria to find out which exactly what part of the chain they're in?
Yep, that's true.
So how many different bacteria have you identified?
So far I have identified 15, 16 species, different types of bacteria, and that's I have tested all of them in a really draft way, just for the visual qualitative approach to see if there is a color change when they are eating algae or not. And right now I'm testing quantitatively how much algae, how quickly, and what is the period of time they can eat the algae.
She's looking for the best combination of bacteria that will eat the algae that exists naturally in the sewage ponds and break it down efficiently into methane, which you'll remember is the desired end product of all of this. Methane is currently being produced by Logan's sewage lagoons, but it's not really enough to capture. In order for Anna's bacteria to create enough methane to be worth commercializing, there needs to be more bacteria, which is more efficient at digesting algae, and it needs to be more concentrated, not spread out over acres and acres.
Another thing is if we will have a reactor where all these bacteria will be combined, and we will on purpose provide them the feedstock, algae, and they will chew it, and because they are in a closed space, the gas which they will produce will be concentrated. We can get it and use it as an energy source.
They're already doing this in Europe.
US is a little bit behind on this technology. Hopefully it will catch up soon. But European countries such as Netherlands and Germany, they have been using this technology for a long time already, and they are treating most of their wastewater in such a way that they put it into the closed tank without oxygen, and they have a special mixture of bacteria which are able to chew this waste and produce the gas, and then they use the gas for the internal needs, or even if the wastewater treatment facility is close to the city and it's generating a lot of the gas, it can supply the electricity, the gas in the form of electricity to the city. So people in the city are not only paying really low sewage bills, but they even get an additional energy source, which is really cool.
So if this technology already exists, why did Anna come all the way to Utah to study biogas-producing bacteria in Logan's sewage lagoons?
There hasn't been done a lot of identification of bacteria. In Europe, they are using a mixture. They don't know. In 99% then don't know what's inside this mixture. It's just because this mixture has worked before, produced a lot of gas, degraded all the waste that they have, and they are just using it. Nobody cares about microbiology behind. But if we know the microbiology, which I'm trying to prove here, we have the power. We have the power to know exactly what kind of components to put into the cake mixture, how to bake this cake, and how to enjoy it. And that's the novelty behind. And if we create this consortia, the mixture of bacteria, it can be distributed and used by whoever wants to use it.
I'm very uncomfortable with your cake metaphor.
Some bacteria do smell really good. I'm just kidding.
Until we have Anna's secret cake recipe, we're going to continue to pay relatively high sewage treatment bills in places like Logan. I live in a two-person household in a small house, and over one-third of my city utility bill goes to sewage treatment. Between sewer and stormwater services, it's about $35 a month. Anna thinks this is way too much.
I'm horrified every day, knowing that we can change it, we can decrease the price by just creating an internal cycle of using our own energy from the biofuel. It just really drives me crazy. Ugh.
Anna Doleman. She tries to train bacteria to do our dirty work even better in her little kindergarten on the campus of Utah State University.
They are so awesome, but I don't want to touch them without gloves. I don't want to bring them home. All the magic which is done in the lab should stay in the lab.
They'll eat all your algae at home.
Yes! And my cheese!